What's going on, guys? Tuesday, September 12th, coming at you late at night, and we have week one in the books.
It was bittersweet.
I mean, yeah, it was a lot of injuries, a lot of low-scoring fantasy performances, but football's back, so you can't be too mad.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, is football is back, but just so many injuries, and not even, like, small ones, because there were a lot of small ones, but just heartbreaking big ones too, and it just kind of put a damper on the mood a little.
Yeah, every week we'll break down the biggest injuries, and honestly this could take an hour, so we're only going to highlight the big ones. But yeah, this was rough. But yeah, I mean, we can get right into it with the Monday night one. Aaron Rodgers torn Achilles, confirmed out for the year. Only got 75 seconds of game time in a New York Jets uniform this year, which it doesn't matter if you're a Bears fan, a Packers fan, a Patriots, Dolphins, interdivision fan. It doesn't matter. This is just awful for the league.
It's terrible for football. And, I mean, no one won in this scenario. Rodgers obviously isn't winning in the trade. The Jets aren't winning because they were a huge – I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, and that defense showed why I picked them. Yeah, you know, Packers obviously aren't going to get what they wanted out of it. Obviously, they wanted Rodgers just to – they wanted him just to succeed, but they're not going to get their first-round pick. No one is happy with this. And to see a Hall of Famer go down like that, he says that he still plans – he's going to start rehabbing right away and hopes to be ready for next year. But, yeah, you never want to see a guy of his caliber go out like that and end his career like that.
So, obviously, Robert Saleh comes out today and says Zach Wilson's our guy. He has to say that. Nobody believes him. I think they're going to bring in Matt Ryan. Nobody is ideal compared to Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but there's talks about Matt Ryan, talks about Carson Wentz. Unrealistic talks about Brady and Kaepernick circling the internet. It's just they have to go out and sign somebody because this roster, top to bottom – is a quarterback away again from a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wilson, they're going to bring someone in just for a backup. Again, Zach Wilson got beat up last night, and there was a hit I thought he got concussed on. Like, they just need to have a reliable backup, and I think it's probably going to be an older veteran guy, you know, Matt Ryan. Apparently, he knows the offense. I'm not sure if that comes from Hackett from back in the day or how he knows it. But I think Matt Ryan. One more time.
He watched Hard Knocks. That's how.
Yeah. Watch Hard Knocks. But they're gonna bring someone in, and if Wilson is just keeping them in ball games and not costing them, I think they're gonna ride with Zach Wilson. But if he starts losing games again, they're gonna play Matt Ryan. I mean, Wilson knows the playbook. He's obviously learned from Rodgers this offseason. But no matter who is that quarterback is, and if it's not a big upgrade, this team's gonna go 7-10 again.
Yep. Yeah. We can touch more on this game later in the show, but another torn Achilles. J.K. Dobbins equally as sad. He's again out for the year. He's on his last year of his rookie deal without a new contract. This dude's career is over.
Yeah. He was already injury prone. And the Achilles is one of the worst for running backs. It takes a long time. Obviously, he is young. We've seen guys kind of come back from it more and more. But with his injury history, I mean, for a dynasty aspect, are you just dropping him or you just put him on your IR? Like, what are you doing with Dobbins?
No, dynasty, I'm definitely not dropping him. I think he'll come back. He'll be 26, 27 by the time he's fully healthy. But he'll come back. He'll be a backup somewhere. He'll definitely still hold value where rosters are 25, 26, 27. But okay. Yeah, no, he will never be in your starting lineup confidently again.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about these other running backs when we get to the waiver part of the show. Austin Eckler comes out Tuesday this morning. He's dealing with an ankle injury. We were watching the Bears Packers game primarily in the 3:30 slot, so we only caught bits and pieces of this game. But his status for the practice this week is TBD again. We'll talk about Josh Kelly in the waiver show, but that's just something to monitor there.
Yeah, that was a weird one because he continued to play a little bit throughout the game, and then they finally pulled him. So I don't know if it just kept bugging him throughout the time, and then they just called it quits. But, I mean, in that explosive of an offense, you want any piece that you can. So he's a big waiver wire necessity, I believe.
We got a couple of hamstring injuries. Go figure.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, this – I don't know what the hell they're putting in these guys' food and drink, but hamstring injuries galore. My God. Deontay Johnson for the Pittsburgh Steelers is out a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury, and same goes for Greg Dulcich, the Broncos tight end, out multiple weeks. So, I mean, Deontay Johnson was both of our my guys, so that really hurts us.
Yeah, and it's, Pickett didn't look good. We'll have to talk about a little bit, but, and I talked about it, that Steelers were guys that I was going to be looking to get after week one because of the Niners were just going to demolish him. It happened, but I had to tell myself, like, it was the Niners. Pickett is not this bad because it just looked like last year and nothing changed.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners are one of the best teams in the league for a reason. So you can't throw this game out, but yeah, this is probably their toughest matchup of the year.
Yeah.
I didn't couple Aaron Jones into those two, but just, he does have a hand. I have as of Tuesday at 7 o'clock at night. Have you?
No, nothing. Nothing really of concern. Wednesday, so tomorrow's injury report will come out. If he's limited, that's it's better than obviously not practicing, obviously. But if you're the AJ Dillon owner, you're playing him next week. I know he looked garbage against the Bears week one, but he's going to get all the opportunity in the world. Panthers did okay in the rushing game. I haven't looked at it too much, even though Miles had a lot of yards, not a lot of yards per carry. But Dylan is a guy that he's going to be in everyone's start.
Is out.
If Jones is out, that is the key phrase. If Jones, yes. if he goes the whole week with a questionable tag and comes Sunday, he's got that active, I'm staying away from Dylan again.
Yeah, just because if he would have looked good, then I'd be okay playing Dylan with Jones. Jones might be on a snap count, but Dylan just did not look good at all. You can tell the difference between those two. Again, just one to watch, but we'll know a lot more on all these injuries come tomorrow with the reports.
Yeah, and then a couple guys in concussion protocol. Jacoby Myers, we'll talk about on waiver show, and Tyler Lockett, TBD, if they either of them play week two.
What do you want to start with?
There was so many running backs I wanted to write down. I didn't touch on quarterbacks or tight ends at all. So if you have either of those positions written down, let's start with those.
Okay. I mean, for quarterbacks, the weird one, I don't even want to say it. I really don't.
He's going to put that out there and Love is going to have an awful game next
week. No, not Love, not Love.
Oh,
it's Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, they play Miami next week and we saw that high scoring game between Miami and Chargers. Obviously Herbert and those weapons are better than the Patriots, but he threw the ball 54 times and 316 yards, 3 touchdowns against Philly's defense.
QB2 on the week, 25 points.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great showing. The offense, they didn't get the win, but they had opportunities to. And I think Mac Jones play. There weren't really any big, besides Rodgers, obviously, injuries. I know Anthony Richardson is a little banged up, but, Mac Jones with this matchup, I think could be a decent play if you did just go get Aaron Rodgers and you just drafted him and that was it. Or for some reason, if you draft Burrow and you're afraid or something, I don't know. Like, Burrow was obviously really bad. But Mac Jones, I like a little bit off of waivers just because it's a new offense. He has an offensive coordinator. And it's a good matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't try and get cued. Justin Fields, Lamar, Hurts, Allen, they all had down weeks in week one. Don't get cute and try and replace those guys with Mac Jones in week two. But
yeah, right,
I agree. If you need to stream someone, Mac Jones is as good as anybody.
Right. Yeah. Like if you did, if you went, you know, the Kirk Cousins route, you know, they play Philly this week. Obviously, Mac Jones just lit up Philly. But you know, Philly is still known to have a good defense. They're going to get a lot of pressures on Cousins. That's where I think I could see myself playing Mac over Kirk in that aspect.
For sure.
You know, Jordan Love is a name, you know, I'm not going to go right away after week one, just because, you know, we've seen Mac before in this league where Jordan Love, we haven't. And it was against the Bears defense who just didn't, they looked like the last year's Bears. So I don't want to say that Jordan Love is the guy, but it is promising. Maybe if he has another great week, maybe week four, I'm playing him because they play the Lions week four. For tight end, two guys that I like, and it's matching with Mac Jones. It's Hunter Henry, six targets, and he's done this. He's been a reliable tight end for his entire career. He's been just a safe guy. He's going to get red zone targets. They don't have a number one wide receiver. And the second guy is Hayden Hurst out of nowhere.
Ends 1 and 2 on the week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who would have thought? Yeah. I picked up Hayden Hurst with the Waller injury with his hammy. I played, you know, Waller because he was healthy and I got screwed. I got screwed on it. But seven targets with the rookie tight end. He loved dumping it off. He got the red zone touchdown. And with, again, no true wide receiver one with the Panthers, he could be the leading target with on this team. So I like those two guys for streaming and waiver wire pickups.
Yeah, it just goes to show you at the beginning of the year when you were doing your drafts, if you didn't get, you know, the tier break that had, like, Goddard and Pat Freiermuth in it, your guess was as good as ours. We didn't see Henry, Hurst, Blake Bell, Harrison Bryant in the top six. So
these names. Yeah.
Kyle Pitts, tight end 17 on the week.
I mean, we know that. Like, he does that. I forgot that Cole Kmet had seven targets, though. That's good to see, but, ugh.
Yeah, it's just gross.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's start with these running backs. I got six running backs and six receivers on my list that I'm in five leagues right now, and I am pretty sure I have Fab sent out for most of these guys in one league or another. So first running back we'll talk about is Kenny Gainwell. Rostered in just other upper leagues. The big number to look for, 18 opportunities to Swift's 3 and Boston Scott's 2. He went 14 for 54 and 4 for 4, caught all his targets. He is dealing with an undisclosed or what injury is he dealing with, but
rib,
a rib injury, but I don't think his week two status is in doubt as of yet.
I am a little concerned just because they play Thursday night and he did not participate today. So he has tomorrow and that's it. So that's the only reason why I'm a little, but if he was playing Sunday, I would be all in.
Sure. But even if he misses week two, week one, we saw he's the running back. That's fine. If you pick him up, you know, and you can't play him week two, it's not like Swift's going to come in and replace him for the next 16 weeks. They trust Gainwell. He's been on the roster longer than anybody. He's the guy there.
Right. More of like, if you need to start this week, because obviously there are tons of injuries to, you know, running, you know, Aaron Jones, is he going to play? Obviously Dobbins is out. Akers was trash. Like you can't start Akers. That's where I'd be like, no, I would stay away from him a little bit if you need a start this week.
If you need a start this week, this is the clear running back to take. He's still only rostered in 58% of leagues, which is going to be bumped up to about 90 in about a couple hours here. Tyler Algier. Two touchdowns, a whole lot of opportunity week one. This offense is run only. We'll talk about the Falcons later, but honestly, between Bijan and Tyler Algier, if they get 90% of the yards every week, I wouldn't be surprised.
The quarterback had more catches than their wide receiver one.
You broke up. What'd you say there?
Their quarterback had more receptions than their wide receiver one.
Yeah, he pulled the Brett Favre on us. First career pass to himself.
Oh, too funny. Go ahead. Continue. Continue.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I did personally, nobody saw it coming. 15 attempts on the ground. It's two scores. Still saw three targets. I mean, I don't think he's going to keep up with Bijan. Nobody does. But even if he's a low-end RB2 this year, holy hell, that's going to be one in contention for pickup of the year.
Yeah, that's a big value. You know, we could see later on, kind of like with the Lions, they're just letting – just like Lions are letting Gibbs get acclimated. We could see that with the Falcons, just letting Bijan get acclimated, and then it could be, you know, a 75-25. But for the time being, Algier could be an every-week play.
We touched on J.K. Dobbins earlier. The two running backs on the roster is Gus Edwards and Justice Hill. I personally don't want to spend much on either of these guys just because we saw last year one game it was Kenyon Drake, one game it was Gus Edwards. I don't think it's going to be a full-on workhorse backfield like Dobbins would have had in this backfield, but give me your thoughts on spending on these guys for pickups.
I am very nervous for these two because we've seen the Ravens go out and bring in someone. And that's my biggest concern. Is there are backs out there that, you know, Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, that they could bring in. And obviously, I don't think if they bring them in, they're not going to be ready for week one, but they are this upcoming week, week two, but those guys could be ready for week three. So if I knew 100% that these two guys are going to be the starters the rest of the time, I think I'd go with Hill. He got the goal line opportunities and he got the touchdown. So I'd ride with the hot hand, honestly.
30-year-old Melvin Gordon is coming off the practice squad too. So,
30-year-old Melvin Gordon can stay on the practice squad.
Kyren Williams, this was a huge eye opener. Cam Akers was supposed to be one of the RB dead zones running backs in the dead zone to target this year, but that obviously did not happen for Week One. He's rostered in 7% of sleeper leagues. He outsnapped Akers. He went 15 for 52 and 2 on the ground. Saw 2 targets. I mean, the handcuff could become the starter here.
Yeah, just the oddest thing. And he was getting the goal line work. And, you know, Akers did get the touchdown, but Kyren got the first 2 carries in that series for the goal line. He just couldn't punch it in. You know, what was Akers' actual carries? He had 22 carries, so he attempted Kyren, but he had 22 carries for 29 yards compared to 15 for 52.
Yikes.
Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I did see a stat on Twitter not too long ago that said last year, week one, Daryl Henderson saw 81% of the snaps. So again, week one isn't everything, but Kyren Williams, he's year 2, I believe.
Yep.
He looks like just as much involved in this offense as Cam Akers at this point.
Yeah, the Rams liked Kyren last year. He got hurt during camp, and he wasn't ready to go. I believe, or they kept him. But they've liked Kyren since they drafted him. So it's definitely going to be one to watch. You know, is it a two-headed, I don't want to say monster, but two-headed puppy, you know, maybe. it's very concerning for Akers owners on he barely averaged a yard a carry and he got 20.
Yeah. The last running back I want to bring up, we touched on that, Austin Eckler. It's his backup, Josh Kelly. Again, rostered in 7% of leagues. RB12, 16 attempts, 91 yards, touchdown on the ground. It was damn near a 50-50 split with Eckler, so guy to watch out for.
Yeah, and again, it's the best offense that we've said from these running backs. So I think that's the guy that I'd rather have.
So obviously, out of all the running backs we just touched on, we'd both rather have Algier, but would Josh Kelly be your number 2?
I think Kelly might be my number 1.
Oh, boy.
I think so. Eckler's old. Eckler's 30. This, you know, injury might just last. They have an early bye. They have an early bye. Yes, week 5. If this is a high ankle sprain, which, again, we'll find out tomorrow, they could sit him until week 6. And so that's three games that you have of Joshua Kelly being the RB1 in this offense. I would rather have that, the RB2 in a low scoring offense.
I'll take that safe RB2 and get me 8 to 10 points every single time.
That's fine. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Wide receivers, wide receiver one for the Las Vegas Raiders, Jakobi Meyers. he is in concussion protocol, so we don't know if he's playing week two, but wide receiver three on the week, 53% owned in sleeper, 9 catches on 10 targets, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, every time we looked up in red zone, it was just Meyers, another catch, Meyers, another catch. Jimmy G just likes throwing it short, and Adams is not going to prosper from that.
Yeah, that was not I mean, Adams still had a good game. I think 6 for 66. So, like, a fine play. Sure. But when you see it, Jakobi Meyers is getting 2 touchdowns, and he – yeah. And, you know, now Hunter Renfrow might be the guy with Jakobi Meyers out for this week. But that's kind of why I'm not in on Jakobi. I feel like it could be a fluke week one. And especially just with the concussion protocol, and we've seen concussions just keep going. Another one could be done for the season. But, I mean, yeah, wide receiver three on the week, that's nothing to, you know, not look at. And, you know, it's tempting.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about fake football for 6 months. Now we get 1 week of action. We're going to overreact to something.
So. Oh, huge overreacting.
Romeo Doubs, 46% owned in sleeper. I mean, he caught four. He only saw 5 targets, caught 4 of them for 26 yards, but he did get in the end zone twice. I mean, I personally am going to wait and see what, you know, for Christian Watson to come back, but totally get if you want to try and get the wide receiver two on up and coming offense from what we saw in week one.
Yeah, I do like Romeo. Just, I mean, 5 targets, I get it. They didn't throw the ball that much. They're, you know, the second half, they kind of controlled it, dominated. But he only played 48% of the snaps. He was on a snap count, and he still did that amount of damage in the limited opportunity. So that's why I do like Romeo. Even with Watson back, I still see him getting, you know, 7 to 8 targets a game.
Kendrick Bourne going along with your Mac Jones wide receiver. Yep. 11 targets for the vet here. 6 for 64 and 2. He's just rostered in 2% of leagues.
I'm not surprised. Oh my god. I am not surprised. How old is he? He is 28. Jeez.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
He is. He's older than us.
I actually don't know if I have any waiver claims for him, but
I do not. I do not.
Most of my teams are wide receiver heavy. And yeah. I mean, if you just lost Johnson or you're hurting your receivers, go ahead and pick him up.
Yeah.
I mean, the two receivers I'm struggling with the most, and I have no fucking clue what to do with them, it's the two Rams receivers. It's Tutu Atwell and Puka Nacua. Nacua's rostered 11%, Atwell 7%, so basically no leagues. They both had 119 yards, but Nacua saw 15 targets to Atwell's 8.
Mm-hmm.
Van Jefferson, only 5 fucking targets. Where were we at? What were we
doing? That hurt. That, I mean, if you would have told me that a wide receiver on the Rams would have broke out week one, I would have said it clearly. It's Van Jefferson. It's a guy that they've liked for a long time. He's been good. You know, he's been a fine NFL player.
This could be an overreaction for me week one, but seeing what we saw with the stat lines, Van Jefferson's easily droppable in redraft.
Oh, I have a waiver in redraft, so I can tell you because you're not in it, for Puka, and I'm dropping Van Jefferson.
Yeah,
I'll ride the 15 targets. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'll ride 15 targets in one game as a rookie.
Exactly. I just don't know what to do with these guys. I don't know how much to spend. I don't know if it's going to be these guys like hardcore.
Yes, I have a good amount for Puka. I believe like $20.
Okay.
Out of 100, so about 20%. I'm not going 50%. I mean, I'm very wide receiver heavy. They do have a couple of tough matchups coming up, which I'm hoping like people will think and, oh, I'm not going to spend. I mean, they got Niners, Cincy these next couple of weeks. But know, and then Indy's nice, but then Philly, and they get Arizona. Like, they've got some tough matchups and an easy one. Tough, easy. So I am going after them, and I won't play him week two just because of the matchup, but it'll be nice to see, you know, does he still see 9 targets in that kind of defense, or is it down to 3?
Yeah, I mean, it's
it doesn't sound like I persuaded you at all.
Not really. I don't. I just don't know what to do.
They're going to throw the ball a lot. This offensive line can't create holes. The running backs are averaging 1 yard of carry and 2 yards of carry. They're going to throw the ball. And Stafford, that's what he does. That's what he can do. He's not a 25 pass attempts guy. He's a 35, 40 pass attempts guy. So I'll take the high volume.
I know. I'm just nervous. If I'm assuming Cooper Kupp's going to come back after like week 4 or 5.
He can't come back until week 5.
Yeah, that's why I said after week 4 or after week 5. I don't think these guys will hold much value after he comes back. So, I mean, if you do pick him up, you might only be able to play him for a couple weeks.
I think Puka will more than Tutu. Tutu is a slot guy. That's where Cooper Kupp kind of thrives. That's where he's known to be, where Puka will stay on the outside. So, I that's why I'd rather go Puka over Tutu.
Last receiver I wrote down, Zay Jones. Who would have thought?
Oh,
38% rostered in sleeper. Wide receiver 18 on the week. 7 targets, caught 5 of them. 55 yards and a score. It's not an outstanding stat liner by any means, but when you saw what Christian Kirk did, how did he become the wide receiver 2 on this team?
He was the wide receiver 2 last year, but you'd think the wide receiver 1 would just come on down and take the spot. You know, 89% of snaps for Zay Jones. And I know that's a lot more than what Kirk did. Christian Kirk had
1 catch on 3 targets.
He had 60% of snaps. It's not what I like to see. I was not a Kirk owner in any redraft. I don't think that's how it's going to stay. They owe Christian Kirk a lot of money. They're not just going to not pay him or not give him the ball. It could have just been one of those weeks, but he's in a 1 flex league. I don't know. I'm not playing him. Like a 2 flex league, maybe 2. But very concerning. I can't be confident playing him next week. I need to see him do it.
No, even a 2 flex league in my main redraft, he's on my bench.
Yeah. I mean, who do the Jags play next week? Do you have that up? Kansas City, high scoring game. See, like a high scoring game, I wouldn't mind playing him, but it's tough. It's tough. I don't know if I would pick up Zay Jones just because I could see those two just going back and forth, and usually when that happens, you're always going to be wrong. Mm-hmm. But an injury happens to one guy. It's huge for Kirk or Zay Jones.
Absolutely. Yeah, in my 2 flex league, I have Kirk on the bench right now, and if Tyler Lockett misses week 1, JSN or week 2, JSN is easily in that spot.
Oh. I never want a guy to get hurt, obviously, but if Lockett is out, JSN is going in almost all of my lineups. And I cannot wait.
We'll break down week 1. We'll just 2 minutes per game. Let's just give our thoughts. I mean, those are a lot to break down. So, we'll start with all the way back to Thursday night, the Lions with a surprising 21-20 victory, Super Bowl winning Chiefs.
Go ahead. It's a win. That's all that matters in the league. Play who you play against. Obviously, the Chiefs are missing their second and third, maybe second and fourth best player. But the Lions still held Mahomes and they won. And I think the Lions are, you know, still a favorite to win the division. But they still didn't wow me. I was kind of surprised. They didn't wow me with their offense. But they do have just a lot of weapons. That O-line's great. I'm not worried about the Chiefs, Mahomes, or Kelce at all. Everyone else I'm worried about, but I didn't want any of the other Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, we going back to the Lions, we knew we were going to be watching Montgomery and Gibbs closely. I mean, people are overreacting to Gibbs. I made a funny meme about it on our TikTok earlier this week, but Gibbs will be just fine. He looks fucking electric out there.
He looks so good.
He should have scored. If he would have scored, nobody would be saying saying a damn word about his opportunity in snap count. Gibbs will be fine. If people are if you're not the Gibbs owner and the Gibbs owner in your league is freaking out about him, go trade for him, please. He's gonna be a league winner down the stretch.
I've tried in both leagues. One has said no, which I understand. He had Dobbins, so he needs as much running back help as he can get. Still waiting on the other one. You can tell Gibbs looks so good. And when they start using him, he's going to, you know, in our not hot takes, but our deep, deep, deep guys, you know, I had said, you know, is Gibbs really going to be seeing second most amount of targets on this team? Yeah, I think so. And then I think it's going to be Laporta. So those guys, I love those guys right now.
Chiefs side of the ball, I mean, Kelsey wasn't in, so obviously the targets were inflated. Take that for what it's worth. I'm not trusting anybody except for Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yep, that it's insane how good, like, how much Kelsey means to this team and how they cannot – how no receiver can step up.
Rumor about 2 hours ago via TMZ, Travis Kelsey's hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Maybe he is going to suck this year now. But anyways, I'm not worried about the Chiefs. They'll get back on track. It's a tough week two game, but I'm not worried.
Falcons 24 over the Panthers 10, our worst of first team. Let's go. That's pretty much all the only good thing I'll say about the Falcons, because as a London and a Pitts owner, fuck everybody. Well, this world sucks.
Pitts 2 for 44, and didn't he? It wasn't his longest catch like 30, so he was 1 for 14 without that big catch.
His longest was 34, so before that 34. He was 1 for 10.
Oh man, yeah. Drake? I mean, I just don't know what to do with London. I really don't. He's not starting.
In a three flat, you're right. He's not starting because Zay Flowers. I'm definitely plugging over him this week.
Yes.
Even with Mark Andrews coming back, London, I love you. You're super talented, but one target, you goosed me. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Your spot will be thoroughly on the bench. I mean, it sucks for dynasty for a fourth round dynasty pick, a fifth round redraft pick. You basically lost the starter.
Yeah, you're not playing him until he sees, what, five targets or more? Like, even three targets, you're like, I'm not playing you next week. Like, you need to see more than five targets for both of these guys and good targets to be comfortable playing them.
Pitts, the tight end position is so bad, I think you just have to keep riding Pitts in your lineup.
Yeah, I mean, that is fair. That is fair. But for London, no. I need to see – he's not gonna have a 120 yard receiving game.
No, not unless he gets traded to a different team. No.
Yeah, Panthers. Bryce Young looked like a rookie. Miles Sanders got a lot of opportunities. The O line just didn't really make holes. That's really all there is to say about the Panthers.
Turns out Bijan is in fact good at football.
Very, very, very good. That his touchdown was truly beautiful.
Yeah.
Truly beautiful.
Browns, shocking blowout over the Bengals. I know it was at home. It was not the best weather conditions, but 24-3, the Bengals just – they looked like they hadn't played football in 5 years, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, is that the – a lot of it has – you know, weather, yeah, it can play a factor, especially for a team that does throw it a lot. Burrow had been out for a couple of weeks. But I'm not concerned. I've tried to get Higgins in redraft leagues. I'm not concerned by any means about any of these guys.
No, Higgins goose, but the goose from London, the goose from Higgins, totally different.
Yeah.
Higgins saw second most targets on the team with 8, Chase with 9. I mean, Chase just caught some of them. So
yeah.
I don't know what the quality of targets were like. I was watching Red Zone, but Higgins will be just fine.
Yeah, speaking of just fine, Nick Chubb, he's good. Saw a good amount of targets, what we like to see. Just dink in the end zone and still had 16 points.
Yep, good at football. I didn't realize this until just now looking at the box score, but Elijah Moore and Amari Cooper both saw the same amount of targets. Same amount of catches, too.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I think Cooper will still be the wide receiver one on this team, but That gives me hope for Elijah Moore as the Elijah Moore owner in a couple leagues.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've liked Elijah Moore in Dynasty for value and redraft. So very good to see, hopefully, in good weather conditions, we can see what both teams can do.
I know. I was kind of excited to see how Watson was going to do week one, but we'll have to wait till week two.
Yep.
Jags 31-21 over the Colts. This was a closer game than people thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the Colts side just because Anthony Richardson, he looked pretty damn good. 24 for 37, 223. He did have the pick, but 10 for 40 and one on the ground. If he's going to keep getting 10 carries a game, he bruised his knee coming down the stretch there, but he should be fine for week two. If he's getting 10 carries a game, fucking fire him up.
League winner.
I know. The only league I have him in, I have Tua as my quarterback, and I can't take Tua out of my lineup.
Yeah, not after that game, you can't.
I'm also the Tyreek Hill owner, so that can't happen.
Yeah, no, Richardson, like I had said last week, if he gets over 5-6 carries, that's going to be when I'm going to love the value and can start playing him. And they have, what, the Texans coming up? I love that matchup for Anthony Richardson.
They do have Houston coming up, yeah.
I love that matchup. Assuming he plays, I think he will. I think he could be a streamable guy for like DraftKings. I think he's going to be a good play next week.
Michael Pittman, a basically forgotten name for fantasy football, 8 for 97 and 1 on 11 targets. That was encouraging to see.
That definitely sucked to see from a former Pittman owner. That sucked to see. From what I've always said, Pittman's a great wide receiver. And, if Richardson's the truth, if he's good, Pittman's going to be a huge steal for this year in redraft. If Richardson goes, Pittman will go too and be a steal.
Travis Etienne definitely silenced all the Tank Bigsby truthers this weekend, that's for sure.
He looked pretty good.
18 for 77 and 1, and Tank Bigsby looked like a rookie. Some mental mistakes. 7 for 13, not a great average, but he did score, so.
He did score, and Etienne had 5 targets, which that was kind of one of the concerns heading in, is he going to be used or is he going to be Tank? So definitely very encouraging to see week one. I'm glad you and I started coming around late. Wish it would have been earlier, but Calvin Ridley, if you got him in the fourth round early on, congratulations.
God, I know. I took him in the Dynasty, our Midwest Monsters Dynasty startup, and I fucking wish I had him right now. But you live.
Have him in is a free league that I don't care about in it. It's really bittersweet. It's really bittersweet because you're not going to be able to get Calvin Ridley unless you give up, the same value. You're not going to be able to fleece a guy or get him for a steal, nothing. You're going to have to overpay. If I'm the Ridley owner, I'm keeping. I'm not selling unless it's like a top 5 wide receiver.
I know. I saw a tweet today that said, as the Calvin Ridley owner, getting a trade request straight up for Cooper Kupp is laughable. People aren't even trading Calvin Ridley for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence, he looks like him. He looked great. Did have the pick, but he looks so freaking good. He might be the top 3 quarterback in the NFL by the end of the year.
Damn. I mean, this isn't breaking news, but this is heartbreaking to see. Bleacher Report released an article that I guess Aaron Rodgers said, "Sorry, kid," to Garrett Wilson in the locker room at halftime.
I did see that.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Yeah, we'll get to that game in a couple of minutes.
Buccaneers upset over the Vikings. Fuck the Vikings, am I right?
Yeah, that was fun to watch.
Baker Mayfield, 21 for 34, 173 and 2. He was just a game manager. I mean, he's not going to burn the house down with these incredible stats, but if he can do this, he has Godwin, he still has Evans, he has Rashad, he has the weapons to win some of these games we didn't think the Bucs were going to win a couple months ago.
And he's got a pretty nice matchup next week, Tampa. In Tampa against Chicago. I'm not saying go pick up Baker in your leagues, but DraftKings wise, it could be a pretty nice cheap stack with him and Evans, him and Godwin. I do like him if I want to go cheap quarterback for DraftKings.
Yeah, Rashad White. He only averaged 2.3 yards per carry. It was pretty sad to see for him, but everybody else, Evans, Godwin, still good at football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very encouraging to see both those guys get 10 and what Evans scored. Very nice to see. On the Viking side of the ball, same stuff from Kirk Cousins. Going to throw for a lot of yards, a couple touchdowns. And he'll be fantasy relevant forever. Madison did not look that good.
I mean, yeah, we've all seen the graphics the past couple of years when he has gotten the start. He's gone over 100 yards. He's gone for a touchdown or two. But this was not the games we like to see from him week one.
No, and Tampa's defense, you know, they've got back from what they were. You know, they were pretty solid last year. They do have a good front seven. So I'm not going to just obviously be out on Madison, but they play Philly this week. So that's a tough start. That's a tough start, in my opinion, for Madison.
I don't want to touch on him too much, but K-Dot, 10% of snaps, most of any tight end by far. I do have a dollar or two waiver claim in for him in one league. I'm curious to see if he can be a streaming tight end down the year.
I mean, yeah, three targets just isn't a lot to go off of when you're not going to be throwing at them. I mean, they did throw 34 times, but.
Yeah, it's not even in like the. For sure. K-Dot and remember the name. 16 to 15, Saints over the Titans in a snooze fest. It felt like we were watching Red Zone. But Derrick Henry, 15 for 63. Tajay Spears, 3 for 27 on the ground. But he did out-snap Derrick Henry, which was wild.
It's because it's not like it was a blowout. Like, it was never more than a field goal game, it seemed like.
Yeah, that's concerning. I don't like that at all.
No, yeah, very, very weird. I mean, Henry did have two catches for 56 yards, which is encouraging. I'm not concerned for Henry right now. He did this week one last year. He was probably almost the same stat line, and he ended up being the RB4. So I'm still not really concerned about him. But, yeah, it's something you just kind of watch with one eye.
What have the Titans done to my boy Treylon Burks? Yeah. 2 for 18 on 3 targets. They brought in Hopkins. Obviously, he's a better receiver. 7 for 65 on 13 targets.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of targets. I like that. I like that. He finds an end zone every 3 games. Yeah, he's going to be really good for fantasy.
So here's a question for you. All the receivers we talked about earlier, are we picking anybody else up in replace of Treylon Burks? Are we dropping Treylon Burks for any of you guys we talked about?
Oof. I mean, Saints do have a good defense, so I will, you know, I will say that it's kind of, it's hard. No, I'd still keep him maybe for a little bit. I think the only guy I would take him over would be Puka, but that's really about it.
Okay. Saints, not too much happening except for these receivers here. Chris Olave, he got off to a slow start, but finished the day 8 for 112 on 10 targets. Rashid Shaheed, 5 for 89, a touchdown on 6 targets. Michael Thomas stayed healthy for a game, 5 for 61 on 8 targets. I mean, it's not going to continue. Derek Carr can't support 3 fantasy relevant wide receivers, can he?
No, but he can support Chris Olave very, very, very well. That's what I like to see. And then I think Michael Thomas and Shaheed will kind of go back and forth. Once Kamara comes back, they'll take away from those other two guys just because he kind of demands 5 to 6 targets a game. But, you know, I mean, you know, Carr can support guys. And I think for Olave owners, this was great to see. And Olave could be a league winner. Again, he had 10 targets. Broke 100 yards, didn't score, and was amazing. Like,
I feel like all those targets came in the second half, too. He was doing nothing the first half.
He was doing nothing, but that's totally fine. It wasn't garbage time. Olave is going to be win a lot of people leagues this year.
Niners absolute blowout of the Steelers, 30-7. It felt like a bigger than 23-point win, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Purdy might be pretty good. I think Purdy's pretty, pretty good.
Our arch nemesis, Brock Purdy, the game manager.
Yeah, I mean, he wins. I know he has a good team, but he wins.
I get it. CMC, they said they were going to limit his workload. Turns out they're not limiting his workload. 22 for 152 and one on the ground. 3 for 17 on 5 targets. The dude is just – he's going to play.
Yeah, he's good. Behind this O-line, in this scheme, he's very good. I mean, Jefferson did normal Jefferson things, so those two guys were going 101, 102. No matter who you pick out of those two, you made the right choice.
Yep, I am not surprised Ayuk finished ahead of Debo. 8 for 129 and 2 on 8 targets. I mean, Debo was drafted ahead of Ayuk, but we said it could easily be flipped.
Yeah, and everyone was healthy. You know, it's not like one was hurt, Kittle was hurt, Debo was hurt. They're all healthy, and Ayuk was able to do this. So very encouraging to see that one person did stand out.
Again, it was the Niners' defense, so nobody really performed well on the Steelers' side. Najee, tough run defense, but he still averaged 5 a carry. It was just a negative game script for him. They didn't need to run the ball. So, yeah, Deontay Johnson got hurt. Allen Robinson came in, saw 8 targets. Gross. We didn't mention on the waiver show, but I'm staying away from Robinson.
Yeah, I'm not putting a dollar in at all.
Are you interested to see what Pickens does at all while Deontay Johnson's out? Do you think he can make that second-year leap? I know neither of us are the biggest Pickens fans.
I mean, he should see more targets, and you know he's great at catching the ball, making those highlights. He finds end zones here and there. I'm not trying to trade for him though, if that's kind of what you're trying to get me at. I'm not trying to trade for him.
No, I was just curious on your thoughts. They do have another tough matchup, Monday Night Football against the Browns coming up. So,
yeah, I mean, I would probably still play him just because he'll probably see 10 targets a game, but I'm not excited for it really at all. But he is the best receiver on the team that'll play on Thursday or Monday.
Commanders 20-16 over the Cardinals. Cardinals almost lost the game by winning this game.
Yeah.
the only guy I really want to touch on is James Conner, 14 carries, 62 yards. I mean, nobody else really did anything in this offense, but they were just close the whole game.
Yeah, and he had five catches on 5 targets for 8 yards. So hopefully those receiving yards can go up, and that's where he's really going to help your team. But you love the opportunities, 19 total opportunities. You can't really ask for much more.
I noticed you didn't add Zach Ertz in your tight ends for picking up 10 targets. Does that entice you at all?
I mean, the targets do, but now when they're coming from Joshua Dobbs, whatever you want to call him, I'm okay.
Other side of the ball, there was a lot of hype around our boy Sam Howell, but he didn't look the greatest. Week one, we'll
think he was concussed, even though they said he wasn't.
We'll put it up to week one jitters as the starter. He'll be fine. Brian Robinson, 19 for 59 on the ground. Not the greatest average, but the big story, Gibson was non-existent. This is Brian Robinson's backfield.
Mm-hmm. It was last year. It is this year. Brian Robinson is Damian Pierce to me. He's going to get a lot of carries, probably not score a lot, but he's going to get you 8 to 12 points a week.
Dotson, 5 for 40 on 7 targets. Terry McLaurin, down game, 2 for 31 on 4 targets. It was just a down week overall for the Commanders. Those receivers will be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them yet. I hope that they can pick it up because I talked a lot of smack and a lot of hype around Dotson, so he better pick it up.
Ravens 25-9, and the score was definitely the game was definitely closer than the score indicated here for a while.
Yeah, this was spooky. This was definitely, I get it's fall, but Baltimore, pick it up.
I mean, Nico Collins and Robert Woods both saw double digit.
Nico, baby.
56. I'm still not excited to play anybody, but it is what it is.
I'll throw Nico in some lineups and deeper leagues. 3-2 flex. I'm fine putting Nico in.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah, Puka.
Okay. We're riding with them.
Yeah, for at least for 1 week. You know, well, you know, at least for the next week.
Maybe I'll toss some dollars.
Maybe I'll toss some dollars on him. Lamar. Only
Let's talk about our quarterback in Dynasty.
Points. Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. God, that was bad. I was so annoyed. He looked terrible.
169 passing yards, one interception, 6 for 38 on the ground. What are we doing?
This fumbled twice.
Yeah. I get last year the Texans, it wasn't the best quarterback matchup, but this is the bad quarterback matchup just because Lamar played like shit.
Yeah, and it's a new offense. They didn't have Mark Andrews. You know, Zay's a rookie. They lost Dobbins, so I'll give him some slack, but better pick it up, Lamar.
We already touched on this backfield a lot. Zay Flowers, 9 for 78 on 10 targets, but Mark Andrews was not in, so I'm only taking this with a grain of salt.
I'm not. I'm playing Zay. He looks electric. Like Gibbs did. He looks so good. Look, Zay's in my lineup.
I mean, it is nice to see OBJ and Bateman got 3 targets to Flowers 10. That is nice.
Yeah, because those guys suck and aren't good at football anymore.
Hey, I just traded for OBJ.
Yeah.
Packers 38, Bears 20.
Wait, give me 1 second. Hold on.
The Bears still suck.
Oh, my God. We had that queued up for 51 minutes.
The Bears
now, or what?
Still suck. Oh, I had to do it.
This wasn't even an 18-point game. This was just a bloodbath start.
All offseason, I kept quiet, Anthony. I kept quiet. All offseason, Fields has no excuses now. We got offensive line. We got an elite wide receiver. We got these linebackers. And Jordan Love just picked them apart. Rashawn Gary. Quay Walker, Jair, oh God, it was
well
awesome.
when you haven't last year. I saw a picture on Twitter that showed all 4 of our 5 offensive linemen facing Justin Fields, and that's not good.
Pass, like
it was not a screen pass. We could talk for hours about this game, but.
It was great. It's all this talk, and you know it's not all on Fields because again he had no time.
No, he didn't.
But he's running out of time as the quarterback in Chicago.
Yeah, we really wanted this win. We needed it. Aaron Jones
Love
won on the week though.
Yeah, Aaron Jones killed it. He's so good for the pass. He's so good at football. Just give him the ball and good things happen.
People were drafting Jones in the 3rd, 4th round like he's not the RB1. He's the best player on this offense by far.
100%. Hopefully his hammy is okay because I think next week will be another great week. Jones was great. Musgrave looks good. Reed looks fine. Like, all these guys just looked fine for rookies. I great to see for a Packers fan. Hope the pass attempts kind of go up for those receivers, but it was a good starting point for this young team.
Fields down game. I mean, he'll still have his fantasy relevant games just because he is a mobile quarterback. But this was not an encouraging sign. That's for sure.
No, not at all. His stat line looks a lot better than what it actually was because of garbage time. These pass catchers, you're obviously not out on DJ Moore, but who are you excited about in this offense?
I think Roshan could be the starter as early as week 12, 13, 14. I mean, I get he had most of his rushing attempts in garbage time. His 2 touchdowns were garbage, or his touchdown was garbage time. Khalil Herbert didn't impress me. Deontay Foreman didn't really impress me. I think this still will be Herbert's backfield. He'll probably finish ahead of these two guys to end the year, fantasy-wise. But this is Roshan's backfield sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he did look really good. He runs hard, and he caught. You know, I mean, he saw 7 targets, which is you just love to see Obviously, as a Bears fan, you don't want that in your offense. You want to throw it downfield, but it was definitely encouraging from the fourth round rookie. Oh, for the Bears Packers. Yeah, we can move on. Yeah, we can move on. Yeah.
17-16 Raiders over the Broncos, which is fucking hilarious. The Broncos woes are continuing even with Sean Payton here. It's just funny to see. Josh Jacobs 19 for 48 on the ground. He saw 3 targets. I didn't realize that. 2 for 23. So not the
argument. I mean, Denver has a good defense. I'm not concerned. Denver has a good defense. Move on.
We talked about Chicago. Davante Adams 6 for 66 on 9 targets. He'll be just fine. Jimmy G putting up Jimmy G.
Do not worry about Devontae.
No. I mean, Russell Wilson, he only missed 7 passes. He only threw for 177 yards, but two touchdowns. Good for him. He's got
well on his way. Good for him in that loss.
He's well on his way to that bathroom touchdown ratio this year.
Oh, I forgot. You more than anyone I know, did. I swear.
That was hilarious. whoa. Who's here?
Whoa. I don't know. I'm upstairs.
Devontae. Samaje Perine, but the snap percentages were almost equal. Happened, but it was good to see Javonte getting work.
Yeah, and again, 4 yards a carry, that's nothing to like be like mad about. It's still a good average, so was definitely nice to see. And 6 targets. That's what I love the most about Javonte was the 6 targets.
Greg Dulcich, we talked about him earlier. He's out a couple weeks. Are we more in on Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims? Are we in on Judy if he comes back?
I'm still in on Sutton. He did, have the touchdown. So, yes, I am in on Sutton still, but not excited to play him. I mean, Raiders don't have a good defense, and the Broncos put up 16 points. So, not in love with it, but it's a safe play, I'd say.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm not Sutton, but it's just in a deeper flex league, you could feel confident about him in your lineups.
Yeah.
Eagles 25-20 over the Patriots. Close game down to the wire.
It started out nothing for Philly. They had that early pick six. Why do the Patriots do this? Why can't they just be bad? Like, they should not be hanging with them.
It's as long as you have Bill Belichick, you're gonna be in games. Coaching matters.
That's fair.
Hurts had a down week, he'll be fine. We talked about Kenny G. This is his backfield as long as he stays healthy. If he's out for week 2, I am not touching anybody.
No, yeah. I can't trust Swift right now at all, even though it's a good matchup.
Smith, similar fantasy days, both saw 10 targets, both caught 7 passes, but Smith got in the end zone. Brown
79 yards, so.
Both of these guys confirmed good at football.
Very good at football, and they're safe as they come.
Goddard, forget, but I think that'll get.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Goddard. He's a safe play on, on a good offense. So, yeah, no worry over there.
I mean, yeah, you drafted Goddard to play him every week. He's not a streaming tight end, so you just got to take this one on the chin and move on.
Yep. And we've talked about the Patriots. I mean, Zeke did a little bit more than what I'd like to see in the passing game. 7 targets. But encouraging to see that many. It's encouraging to see Mac Jones throw the ball that much. Hopefully, Stevenson. So he saved you there. And just the run game was inefficient. But I'm not worried about Ramondre, but Zeke being that involved is annoying.
I am learning for the first time just now. Zeke saw 7 targets. What the fuck?
I mean, Mac Jones threw it 54 times. Like, he's got to throw it to somebody.
He's got to throw it to Ramondre. He's probably open.
It wasn't a good, actual, running. I mean, he averaged 2.1 yards a carry, but that's why we love Ramondre. 6 catches for 64 yards. That's why I love his value and love his play.
Dolphins 36, Chargers 34 in a shootout. Tua and Tyreek Hill, fantasy winners week one. Tua 406 touchdowns, 11 catches, 215 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's all.
Yeah, I saw Tua now has the second best odds to win the MVP right now.
We saw this.
This was just – it was insane. Every other throw was a Tyreek 30 yards. Oh, Tyreek, 1 catch, 29 yards. 1 catch, 30 yards.
I know. I saw people on Twitter like, oh, you should probably cover him. What do you mean you should probably cover him? The dude's fast as fuck. How are you supposed to cover him?
We were watching Red Zone together, and every time I showed a play, we just looked and were like, he's too fast. Like, you can't guard him.
I mean, we saw this a bit at the beginning of the year last year. If Tua stays on the field, he will be in this MVP conversation running down the stretch with these weapons. It's hard not to. You could probably be in the MVP conversation throwing to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, in Miami, so, you know, with Aaron Rodgers being out now, I think Miami could win the division.
They could.
I really think they could.
Do you think if you stood on the line of scrimmage and you got the ball hiked to you, but between the time it took you to center your fingers on the grips, on the spiral, and you threw it as hard and as far as you could, do you think you could overthrow Tyreek?
Before my injuries, no. After my injuries, God, no. No, I mean, and I don't need laces to throw a good ball, but no, it's insane how fast this man is, and he just gets open. He's not a good route runner. He just runs right by you.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be a good route runner.
No, he doesn't.
Other side of the ball, Herbert had a fine day, 228, and only one touchdown, though. The scoring came on the ground. Josh Kelly ran one in. Austin Eckler ran one in. Eckler, 16 for
one. Josh Kelly, 16 for 91. Oh, boy.
Yeah, very encouraging to see. You know, last year, Eckler, he was averaging 3 yards a carry. So very encouraging to see the offensive line is healthy. Maybe it's a scheme. Maybe the Dolphins just stink on defense. But very nice to see for Eckler owners that he doesn't need 14 targets because he only had 5.
Right. Big switch up from last year. Yeah. In the passing game, I'm not surprised by anybody. Keenan Allen, 6 for 76. Mike Williams, he pretty sure he had a hit. It's that head injury. I think he's in concussion protocol. 4 for 45. I mean, nobody really burned the house down for the Chargers.
Yeah, it's going to get spread around, but Keenan is the wide receiver one.
Rams, shocking blowout versus our Super Bowl pick Seahawks, our dark horse.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
30-13.
That was embarrassing.
Stafford, no touchdowns, just 334 yards.
How did they win?
I don't know, man. Kyren Williams, I'll tell you why. He got 2 touchdowns. Cam Akers got the third.
I mean, there was no turnovers. How did they win by like this much? Like, we didn't watch it, obviously, but how?
Rams are still decent at football.
That's so weird to me. I mean, yeah, talked about, you know, Puka, you know, Higbee. Gosh, why does he do this?
I don't know, man. Whenever I hype up Higbee, I mean, 7.9 points in a PPR. Hell, I'll take that for my streaming tight end.
Yes, but not when a rookie wide receiver and a random second-year receiver see 15 and 8 targets and you see 3.
And I mean, partly because the Seahawks just fell flat on their face. Geno, we talked about all offseason, 16 for 26, 112 yards and a score. 112 yards, that's not great for.
No, and it's not like, you know, he got sacked twice. Like, it's not like he got 7, like, he was sacked 7 times. Like, this, I might have to go back and just watch this game and see what happened. I mean, Ken Walker, he averaged 5.3 yards of carry. That's really good. No touchdowns. They just couldn't get anything going from what I'm seeing just from the stats.
No, sad day for the Seahawks receivers. DK saved his day with a touchdown, but other than that, pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. They play Seattle next week. That should be a high-scoring game, and I think they do get back on track.
Wait, who? You said
they play the Lions next week. Oh,
I was like, what?
Sorry.
I watched approximately one quarter of this Sunday night game. Cowboys.
Yeah, 40, I didn't watch a lot of it.
Giants. Thanks, Giants, for not having the Bears be the most embarrassing team in week one.
Tony this Pollard. Was ugly from the start.
It was. Dallas defense was the highest scoring fantasy player of the week. Did you see that?
I lost by 22 because their defense put up 39.
Yeah. That's bullshit. Why defense is bullshitting at me. It should be out of fantasy. Turns out the Pollard hype is real though. 14 for 70 and 2. I mean, they were running the whole fucking game, but.
Yeah, I mean, he saw 3 targets out of 24. You know, it's, again, the CeeDee Lamb game, Brandon Cooks, Pollard receiving game, just throw it aside. It didn't matter. CeeDee Lamb's still going to be great. So, yeah, I mean, he didn't need to do anything out there. So, no concern from him at all.
Just how they drew it up, Daniel Jones leading the team in carries on Sunday night. 13 carries to Saquon's 12.
Hey, I mean, they paid him more.
Yeah. There's really no bright spots on this offense for week one. Yeah. Waller, 3 for 36. I mean, Barkley averaged 4.3 a carry. He did all he could do, but they just didn't need a run.
Yeah,
I don't even know if the starters played the whole game. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much to talk about. I still think Waller will be fine. He has a good matchup next week against Miami. We just saw them get up 30-something points. So Waller and Saquon, I think, will still be fine. But let's move on to the sad game on Monday night.
Zach down the Buffalo Bills, 22-16. Partly because Josh Allen fucking turned the ball over every drive. He had 4 turnovers.
Oh, my God. He didn't want to win this game. He didn't want to win.
He's now 0-5 in overtime in his career.
And they changed the overtime rule for him.
Yeah, he just can't catch a break.
No. But James Cook did look good.
He did. 12 for 46, 3.8 yards a carry. He saw 6 targets, caught 4 of them. I mean, he's looking like the RB1 we hoped he'd be.
Yeah, 18 opportunities against this tough defense. Not a lot of guys are going to go off. Obviously, Diggs did. That was the touchdown. And then kind of to end the fourth quarter really saved and helped him out too. But other than that, Davis, Kincaid, fine for a rookie's first start. But it's really Cook and Diggs that I am looking forward to in this offense.
If you got Gabe Davis just putting up a nice Gabe Davis stat line. If you got duped by him again in 2023, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I got him in any leagues, even though I liked him late. Like a 10th round pick, I'll take a shot on him in a high power offense. But yeah, that's on you. You did it to yourself.
Zach Wilson, it says he has a touchdown pass, but that should be an interception because Garrett Wilson's good at football. That's all on him. That Garrett Wilson gets get the credit for the touchdown pass too. But Jesus Christ, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, well, Breece Hall looked great. He looked great.
He did. If Wilson would have blocked him, blocked the Bills safety running after him, Hall would have housed a 90-yard score, 100-yard score.
Yeah, I mean, Breece Hall looked really good. Obviously, he's not 100%, but he looked good. Dalvin, you know, his 13 for 33, not great, but the pass catching, 3 for 26, you like to see that. Against Bills defense is pretty good. But let's pour one out for Garrett Wilson. He's not going to be top 5. He's not going to be top 10.
No, he went from a potential top five receiver to a low-end wide receiver 2, and that is going to suck.
Yeah, he's
Sorry to everybody who has Garrett Wilson everywhere. I will drink with you.
Just sucks because you see how good he is at football,
And I saw it happen last year, and it's just going to happen again.
I know Wilson didn't even get injured, but I still have that same feeling in my chest like he got injured.
He's
not going to be the same Wilson that he would have been with Rodgers, and that is
no. He caught all of his targets, and none of those targets were like really good throws. Like he made those catches.
Wilson had that one good 10-yard slant route or the in route to Wilson that hit him right in the chest. But other than that, yikes.
Yeah, I honestly think I'm trying to trade Garrett Wilson for his touchdown and see if someone can just bite on it.
In redraft, like that's how
worried I am.
In redraft, do not go out and trade him in Dynasty.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
But yeah, well, I don't have him in Dynasty, but yeah, I'm redraft just
for the listeners.
Yeah, but redraft, I'm trying to trade him, see if someone will bite and just get something.
Yeah, not the greatest situation after all the hype.
No, and they have a tough first 6-7 weeks. So like, that's why I'm out on Will. Not out. He's going to be a wide receiver 20 to 24 again. You need those on your team, but if I can try and like upgrade to a wide receiver 2 maybe on like a better offense, like I'd much rather have T. Higgins right now.
Yeah, T. Higgins, Devonta Smith.
Yeah, much Jalen rather.
Jalen Waddle after his 11-point PPR game. And I'd rather have all those guys over Wilson.
100%. 100% I would.
Yeah. All right. Well, week one in the books. Tomorrow, the Midwest Monsters have been asking for it. Are we going to deliver?
We will. We will bring it.
Oh, baby. Breaking news. So, Midwest Monsters like we did last year. That's mine and Mason's first Dynasty League, our main Dynasty League, at least still in my eyes. We have
– yes.
I'm pretty sure almost everybody listens to us weekly, so we'll be bringing that, and we'll be breaking down week two action.
Yes, we will see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you get your waiver wire order players in. Only like at a 10 or 15, add an extra buck so you can get that, you know, advantage so you don't tie and then they're third priority and you're sixth priority. So add that extra dollar.
Yep, our waiver. I posted our waiver video right before we started recording. So ask Instagram, YouTube at the Kneel Down. We'll be answering questions for the next couple hours tonight.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys.